Good evening, everyone, and welcome back for another week of adventure with Susie and Nancy and the further continuing adventures of Susie Swiss Cheese. Heroine extraordinaire and groovy bot of the air. Last week, you remember that Susie had dinner with David Steele, rich person and wine connoisseur, who asked our dear girl to marry him. Susie dropped off to sleep as we finished last time, and now we arrive at Nancy and Susie's apartment the next morning.
Susie, wake up, girl! This telegram just arrived for you.
Good morning, Nancy. A telegram? Here, let me see. It's from David. Dear Susie, good morning, I love you, stop. Had to leave at 4 a.m. for New York, stop. Very important business matter, stop. We'll be gone 4 or 5 days, but we'll call you soon. Stop. Hope to hear good news when I return, so be good. Stop. Love, David.
Wow, Susie, what do you think of that?
I'm sure it's very important. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone right now. But this gives me a chance to take my time and make up my mind. I think I'll take off for a few days and go home to see my brother-in-law in North Hollywood and talk this over with him. So I think I'll pack and get an early start. Will you give me a hand, Nancy?
So we watch as Susie slides behind the wheel of her shiny, speedy red sports car and heads south for Hollywood and El Camino Real, or Highway 101 for you non-romantics.
Gee, with the traffic this light, I'll be there in no time at all.
In what seems like just a few seconds, Susie is pulling up in front of a very large home.
Well, of course, dum-dum. Yeah, it's the magic of radio.
I'll give you the magic of radio, old man. Get out of here.
Hi, Lee.
My God, it's my little sister-in-law. What kind of trouble are you in now?
You'll never believe it. And besides, it'll take hours to explain. You see, I was proposed to last night.
You were what? Who is that creep?
He's not a creep. He's handsome, intelligent, loving, cautious, mature. And besides, he's rich and has a lot of money. He owns vineyards and a wine company.
So, are you going to say yes?
I don't know. That's why I came down here to see you. You're older and wiser and married, so you must know better than I what to do.
He knows better, but you're his sister-in-law.
Well, do you love him? I mean, could you live with him for the rest of your life? You have to understand that just because he's rich, it doesn't make him Mr. Right.
But I do care for him. It's not the money. Why, you know I'm independently wealthy.
No, I didn't. Could you loan me $5,000? I want to go into business for myself.
What would you do? You're not very talented, and $5,000 wouldn't get you very far. So just answer my question.
By all means, marry him. I could use a rich brother-in-law.
Okay, if you think so. I guess I'll do some shopping in Beverly Hills as long as I'm down here. And I suppose I'll stay for dinner and then leave early tomorrow. So goodbye for a while, cheap brother-in-law.
So after a few days in the Southland, Saucy Susie starts a return trip to beautiful San Luis Obispo. The luscious young lady decides to take the coast highway up through Malibu and Port Hueneme, and at Rincon stops for a while to grab a bite of lunch and watch the servers do what they know best.
I guess this place will do. I only want a hamburger and a 15-ounce can of liquid refreshment.
It's the water, the water, the water.
Can I help you, dearie? You want something to eat or you're going to stare out the window all day?
I want a roast beef sandwich, no toast, sweet pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and brown mustard, please, and an RC.
Does that stand for rum and coke, honey?
Hi, honey. Do you mind if I sit down here? I mean, my wetsuit is a little damp, and I want a cup of Java.
No, I don't mind, but don't get me wet, because I'm not drip dry. And get your flipper off my foot.
All right. Pass me sugar.
You can do it,
Oops, excuse me.
You morphinite. You just dragged your elbow through my beef sandwich, and nobody does that to my beef sandwich, so try this on for size.
Could use a little salt.
Well, Susie lives Rincon, a little hungrier, but a lot wiser. She knows better than to sit next to a wet surfer. Susie arrives back in San Luis just in time to sit down to eat with Nancy.
Well, what did you learn from your relatives? Are you going to marry him, huh, are you?
Yes. I thought it over, and I figured that I might as well, because I may never get the chance again to marry such a person.
Really? You're going to marry him? Oh, Susie, I'm so happy for you and for me, too.
I get to have a new roommate.
Oh, honey, when should I move in, huh?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I think I'll go to the beach to think a while and clear my head. by.
What if David calls? What do I tell him?
Anything you want.
Thus, Susie pilots her auto through downtown San Luis traffic and heads out to Montana de Oro and the beach. Susie takes off her shoes so she can walk barefoot on the beach. She skips down the beach and trips over a sandcastle and finds a little boy looking very wide-eyed.
I would, too, if she tripped over my sandcastle.
Don't cry, little boy. I'll help you rebuild it. Honest, I will.
No, you knocked over my sandcastle.
I told you I'd help you rebuild it. Come on, let's build it again. Where are you here, Biff?
Hi, Mommy. No, over there.
What are you doing here?
We're on a picnic. Want to eat with us?
Well, I don't know. How would your parents like that? Why don't we finish rebuilding your castle first, okay?
Okay. Why are you here?
Because I'm thinking.
About what?
About a boy like you.
My boy.
You see, he's asking me to marry him, and I'm thinking about it.
Are you going to?
I'm really not sure right now.
Please don't.
Why?
Because if you do, you can't marry me.
You're too young to get married.
You are too. Why do you want to get married?
That's what you wait your whole life for.
Silly.
Why do you think that?
Then you can't build sandcastles no more.
Well, I'd better go now. Have fun all your life, okay?
Susie leaves a little boy in a half-destroyed sandcastle and makes her way back to a deserted part of the beach. And believe it or not, she talks to herself. Yes, Susie talks to herself, among other things, like trees, waves, rocks, chipmunks.
Here I am, all alone on the beach. Just me and my conscience. How depressing. Life seems so complicated now. Gee, when I was that little boy's age, I remember building castles in the sand, splashing in the waves, and climbing over the rocks. What I wouldn't do to trade places with that little boy now. The time has a way of changing people. Now I'm supposed to be a young adult with the dilemma of getting married or not getting married. This is how things stand as of now. David Steele has asked me to marry him. He's an outstanding citizen in his community. He's rich, good-looking, has a great personality, and he really loves me. But do I love him? Oh, I don't know. Before I met David, I was somewhat of a loner, living with my best friend Nancy, and coming and going whenever I pleased. Am I really ready to give up my independence and marry David? No. I miss the waves, rocks, and sandcastles. Now to find a way to break it to David.
Susie drives slowly back to San Luis and tells Nancy of her experiences that afternoon.
So what did you finally decide?
I've decided that I can't marry him because I'd lose my identity.
Susie Swiss cheese? Heroine extraordinaire and groovy bot of the air?
Looks like you're stuck with me as a roommate after all. Do you mind?
Oh, Susie, welcome back.
David calls from L.A. International Airport and tells Susie to meet him at SLO International Airport in about an hour.
That was David. I'm meeting him in an hour at the airport. Nancy, what am I going to wear?
It won't matter to him what you wear. He's so far up in the clouds.
That's not the point. I'm going to tell him right away about my decision.
How do you think he's going to take it, Susie?
I really don't know, Nancy. But I've simply got to make him understand. I only hope he can.
David lands at SLO and meets Susie, who is breathlessly waiting in the lobby of the terminal.
I missed you, Susan. The last 4 days have been so empty without you.
Listen, David, I've got to talk to you.
Where do you want to go?
Let's drive out to Lopez Lake. I've never been there before.
That sounds interesting. Give me your keys.
Here.
Through the magic of super radio and super secret wiretapping, we overhear Susie speaking to David as they are parked alongside the road to Lopez Lake.
David, I've made up my mind.
You have?
Yes. It was really a difficult decision to arrive at. I spent the last 4 days traveling up and down the coast, talking to several people, even a little blonde-haired boy.
Well, what have you decided?
Really, David, I feel it would be better for both of us if we parted here and led our own lives again. This just wasn't meant to be for us. I'm sorry.
Well, folks, Susie gives David the word, and both seem a little somber, although slightly relieved.
What could have been a new life for two people is now two new lives.
David, maybe some other time, some other place, okay?
All right, Susan. Besides, my tax consultant said it was a bad time for me to get married anyway.
Shall we say goodbye for now and just let go?
If you care to let it go, it's all right with us, even though you've disappointed millions of people, not to mention our producer. Anyway, Susie and Nancy are back together. David has saved a tax disaster, and Susie's brother-in-law is still poor.
Mr. Announcement, let's finish this so we can go drink and celebrate early Thanksgiving.
Okay.
This does it for another week of Susie Swiss Cheese. Heroin extraordinaire and groovy bot of the air. This is Mr. Announcement saying good night, good luck, and happy Thanksgiving, because we all have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, this rotten show's over.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night and good luck.
Good night.
Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving from KCPR Special Productions.